This is FM 100.5 and 101.9 AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good afternoon, Rutherford County. I want to let you know that we have Hooper Pinuel, who gets first billing today.
Good.
And Dan Whittle. That's probably the first time that you've ever had one of you two.
I know my place. I know my place.
And you know, Brian Barrett just left here, but Brian is one of your biggest fans, Dan, and he's always talking about what a great column that you write for the Murfreesboro Post.
Well, he's culturally enriched, and you know, he's the mayor of where, Leanna?
Leanna.
And he's a leader,
Leanna
leader, and Brian's always had, good taste.
He does have good taste.
Yeah.
And I appreciate him looking into some of the things that you've done and how much he feels like that you have actually influenced his life in radio.
I remember him saying it well, not on the air, of course, he wouldn't say it, but he said, "I've always underwhelmed him with my columns."
Yeah. Yes, and that can be said for almost everybody in the community.
Everybody in Rutherford County, Dan. Yeah. I think you can talk about that.
And we want to let you know the first part of the show, if you can call it a show, is brought to you by Stan McNabb Automotive, where they provide quality vehicles from Chevrolet, Dodge, Jeep, Ford, and Cadillac to the Murfreesboro, McMinnville, and Shelbyville, Tennessee area. Their largest selection ensures that they have a vehicle for everyone, no matter what it is you're looking for. And for a quality used car in Tullahoma, visit their dealership located at 2000 North Jackson Street. They have a large inventory of pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans to select from. At Stan McNabb Automotive, they pride themselves on the quality that they offer on all of their used cars, which makes them a major destination for used vehicles. And while I'm talking about Stan, I need to let my Aunt Nancy know that I'm going to call her to get her to go with me to the Kittrell Ham breakfast in the morning, which is always a great treat for me.
I've got to miss that. That is one event I try never to miss, but I've got to miss it in the morning.
Oh, my. I hate that because I always enjoy seeing you come. I'm sure Hooper will be there.
Certainly, I'll be there, but I may have to be a little bit late in the morning. We've got some things that we're doing, but they always say that if you want to go to a ham breakfast, outside of Las Casas, it's Kittrell. So I think they do a great job out there, but I have to sort of support Las Casas too as well.
Of course. And of course, there's so many things going on in the eastern part of the community because they have a great play at Cannon County tonight.
I understand that.
And it's Camelot. And John Blankenship is the lead star.
I'm
going to meet Greg Tucker and Mentor Ed out there today.
Greg, you're talking about culturally rich. Now, this is
a
where
real
Dan,
columnist.
Dan ought to go up there and do a column on that, I think.
And Greg Tucker, a real columnist. Is that what you're trying to say?
Greg Tucker is one of the brightest people I've known. And he's introduced me to a lot of the arts that goes on in Rutherford County, which has been a great blessing for me because I absolutely enjoy all the talent that we have here.
Well, we are very artsy and have a lot of talent here. And Greg's one of my heroes. And by the way, I've got a show of my outdoor wildlife pictures coming up in May at the Art Center.
Oh, really?
It is a great venue and a playhouse out of this world. And John Blankenship's one of the most talented, multi-talented men that I know. He could have made it in music. He could make it in acting. Of course, acting and lawyer sort of goes together well. But anyway.
That's saying too much for the lawyers now, Dan.
Hello.
All right. Now, you're going to allow your art to be put out there for show in Cannon County.
Across
now, what are we basically looking at when we're looking at your art?
We're looking at pictures of the American white pelicans. We're looking at pictures of the great blue herons. We're looking at pictures of robins. And the title of the show is Beauty All Around Us. We just don't take the time to stop, just like you and your wife are working out in the garden this morning and everything. That's the beauty of our world, and we just don't take time enough to stop and enjoy
it. Yesterday I called Dan, asking him not to forget the show today, and I said, "Dan, what are you doing?" He says, "Me and Pat are sitting out on the back porch, and we're shooting pictures of doves." He's got a haven of wildlife in his backyard where he gets most of his pictures.
Beavers, deer,
exactly.
But
he's got one special that he has out there. It's called the wild turkey. Mm-hmm. And the turkey is an absolute beautiful bird. And in fact,
the other night
I saw this movie on Channel 8. It was about this young fellow that raised about 12 or 14 turkeys from the egg.
That's a great documentary.
All the way through. And I thought of Dan as being the turkey guy down in Smyrna. So.
Well, now, when you talk about turkeys, I talk about the only bird that I know of that looks like a buzzard.
Well, it ought to have been the national bird, either that or the crow.
No, I take the eagle any day.
Well, if you'll notice, buzzards, they sort of... My wife told me, we have a buzzard roost out at Las Casas, and we have tall pine trees.
A buzzardry?
Buzzard roost.
In Las Casas.
They fly. They come in the afternoon.
Always in a dead tree, have you ever noticed
that?
Well,
no, these are live trees. They like...
Really? That's unusual.
Well, these are live trees, but they're looking for dead things. But anyway... They come in and they soar up about 500 to 1,000 feet, and they glide, and they never move their wings. They just glide, and they circle, and they come in for a landing at these trees, and it's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen.
You know why they come into Las Casas? Have you ever looked at Pino from the side?
Yeah. I know I have a turkey beak, but you don't have to tell me, Dolly. That's all right. Okay.
All right. Now, you guys have... You really do a lot of great work here in the community.
Well, thank you.
You always have something in mind to give back. Now, I know you have a couple of projects that are going on right now.
Our near and dear to our heart right now is the Fisher House campaign.
Right.
And we're within weeks of actually breaking ground, and we're within dollars of making our goal of $2,225,000. Hooper, tell them where we're standing right now,
as of about the first of the of March, we're standing at about 1.9 million, and which is really tremendous amount, and it just goes to show you what kind of a caring community we have here in Rutherford, Cannon counties, and around our area.
Last night, I was privileged to speak to the. Stones River Retired Military Officers Association of America.
That is an honor.
About 60 soldiers retired and their spouses. And I was privileged to speak before them. I thanked each and every one of them for what they've done for our nation, including the spouses and the families.
Exactly.
And they made a very generous donation, and in spite of the fact that I was the guest speaker. And so, but as Hooper touched on, we live in a very caring community.
You know, I think of all the things that you've done that seem to be accepted pretty much community-wise, was when you would dress up like Granny Whittle. It seemed like that you actually drew more attention that way. I don't know if it was the feminine part of you coming out, or maybe just people remembering what their grannies look. Well, I hope not, but you just never know about those things.
What's up, Vern? My mother was so underwhelmed about that. I took that cookbook to my mother, and she was about 6 months from passing away with pancreatic cancer at Peachtree in Smyrna. And showed her the cookbook, and she looked at it, no comment. I said, well, Mother, what do you think of the cookbook? And she said, son, you've worked all your life to be known as a writer, and here you are coming out as a cross-dresser at this stage of your life. And they eye roll in the floor.
Well, you know, he did bring something from Canale to that famous photo on the cover of that cookbook. And he was sitting in a rocking chair with a bonnet and no shoes. He was barefooted. And he brought that in from Canale, I think, as just sort of a telltale thing as to what's going on there in that big popular town of Canale. You know, he's got a book coming out, too, sometime. We've been talking about this.
Is that the name
book.
Of it? For some reason, I always think it's Cantaloupe. But
well,
it,
it's
is
Cantaloupe,
it Cantaloupe
or Cantaloupe or something. Yeah. But he tells us that we can't find it on the maps anywhere. I've looked. I've talked to people.
It's only on your better maps. I mean, if you buy an expensive map,
Missouri,
it's on there.
We were down at Gulf Shores not too long ago, and I ran into this guy on the beach. We were out walking early in the morning. Found out he was from Missouri. I said, have you ever heard of Cantaloupe? He said, oh, yes, I know where it is. The first fella I've ever heard and talked to that knew where Canale was, besides my friend Dan Whittle here, is what it was.
If you don't quit putting your hands on my shoulder.
Well, that's true.
And it's been published, and that was in Missouri by one of the universities there.
It will be out in May, they tell me, and it's been a 5-year labor of love, a lot of labor, and I am so thankful to get it out. And it's about the swamp people that I grew up around, and we were right on the other side of Real Foot Lake, on the Missouri side of the Mississippi River. It was also swamp over there until 1910, and the a Little River Drainage District was formed along with the Corps of Engineers, and that drainage project of 6-county swamp was bigger, actually, in tonnage of dirt moved than the Panama Canal.
Do you actually have bayous over there like they do in Louisiana?
We did, yeah.
Because I've never been over there. I wanted to go there.
I knew men that killed bears. I knew men that killed panthers, big black panthers.
Uh-huh. How about alligators?
Never have one alligator. It's only report. We had one alligator, and we suspect that was imported.
Well, being the swamp, you know.
But we had panthers that chased people in the swamp, and we had people disappear in the swamp that was never seen again. And Frank and Jesse James had a cabin hideout in the middle of the swamp, and that cabin stood until 1936. What a keepsake treasure that would be if somebody had had the foresight to move that thing out of the swamp.
Yeah, and of course, you have to have groups that actually take those things in mind. Like, we have the Rutherford County Historical Society and a number of other historical groups in Rutherford County, and that's why we've been able to preserve the history here. And people don't realize what a great resource that is for everybody.
Tennessee and Rutherford County and Middle Tennessee have preserved your history better here than where I came from in Missouri. I really credit Tennessee for this. Y'all have a real sense of history here. Sometimes I think too much sense of history regarding the Civil War.
In what way are you saying that, big boy?
Well, I grew up...
Did you side with the other side, Dan?
Knowing Dan, he didn't side with anybody who was there at the time.
Let me explain it. Coming from Missouri back in the war of aggression from the north, coming from Missouri, we were very loyal in Missouri.
Great use of words, yes.
And what it was, whichever army was in town, brother, that's the flag we flew. Mm-hmm. Very loyal.
Well, you know, the reason that history is so strong here, because we have people that are worth noting for all that they did all those years. I think that is one reason that we keep it clear here.
And the Nathan Bedford Forrest is one of my heroes in that the tactician genius that he was lost all of his wealth, like many people did during the Civil War, and then so smart that he became a millionaire again. Quite a man.
And he really was not an educated type person. He really wasn't.
Yeah.
And we sort of digressed a little bit from our original conversation that we were having about the Fisher House.
Yeah, go ahead.
Since we got back on
the I'm sorry, Hooper. Being the military man.
I want to get back on that before we stray too far, because we'll get carried away and we'll forget all about what
is he taking over your show, Truman?
Yes, no, but that's okay. It's not my show.
No. Just wanted to tell you, though, that tomorrow, Mayor Bragg will declare March the 17th through the 24th as Tennessee Fisher House Week in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. And this will be done at the Stones River Country Club at one of our events that we're having to raise money for the Fisher House. And it's called March into Spring. And March into Spring is going to be a luncheon and a fashion show that's going to benefit the Fisher House Foundation. And what the Fisher House really is, it's a home away from home for veterans and their families when they have to go for treatment at the VA hospital, where the families can stay free of charge. It doesn't cost them anything.
Murfreesboro
and Nashville VA hospitals involved in it, and we're just fortunate to have it up here in Rutherford County. As you said, we hope to break ground in the middle of the summer. But the fashion show, and just to tell you how caring people are, we've got three businesses here in town up on the square that have donated their time and their fashions and the show to put this on. And I'd like to mention them if you don't. It's Penny's Closet, Trendy Pieces, and Bella's Boutique.
Oh, great.
These three outstanding firms have donated their time. And we'll have about 25 or 30 models to include men, that will be modeling, and it's going to be a great day, and we hope to raise several thousand dollars for the Fisher House.
Yeah, I'm so glad that we have people like you guys. And I know anybody that's ever been in the military has a great love for their buddies that they served with and the ones that continue to serve. You just have that admiration for each one of them because it is like a family. But everybody in this nation should support anything that has to do with our GIs because of what they've meant to this country. We would not have America if it wasn't for them and the way of life that we have. And you know, sometimes if it's not wartime or you're not focusing in on where they are at the time, they are a forgotten bunch, especially when we're talking about the officers and the soldiers that have been wounded.
Certainly.
Many have lost their lives.
Certainly.
And it just seems like that it's such a shame that we cannot keep those people in mind.
Well, that's what we need to do, and I think a lot of people have turned around since the days of Vietnam and when there was such an aggressive turnaround against the military at that time. That has changed. The attitude now is, and I heard this the other night, and I saw this, and I've already known it, but there was a story on CBS about this lady had taken it on her own self to meet people that, I think she lived in D.C. or somewhere where the military returns by airplane, but she said, "We'll never let a GI come back from the war without telling them how much we thank them." And that goes to show you the attitude of a lot of folks, and I think that has helped everybody understand better how much we do appreciate the military and what they've done, the sacrifices that them and their families that have made over the years.
I'm so shy, and I hardly ever get any microphone time when I'm with you, Truman, and with Peniel. But to that point, as a journalist, American journalist, I've always had trouble why the VA, and I'm talking Democrats and I'm talking Republicans here, why we tend to forget these veterans and their families, especially in time of war, and we are in time of war right now. And my latest crusade in the Murfreesboro Post is trying to get an answer from the VA locally here, the regional VA director out of Nashville, why they closed Building 11 at York VA, where the veterans with drug addiction problems coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan, and they closed that facility. When they closed it 2 months ago, there was 25 to 30 on the average veterans showing up nightly and were being treated in the drug addiction program and housed there. Why they closed that in time of war, and it remains closed, and I can't get an answer out of the VA, I can't get an answer out of our congresswoman, and I can't get out of the people that may be our new congressmen when the districts are the congressional districts are redrawn here. Things like this as an American really perplex me. If we're patriots, we support these families and the veterans, both in good times and in bad times. And as our government, as good a government as we've got, which is the best in the world, I have never understood things like this happening with our VA.
It's my understanding, and I think I'm pretty close, one out of every three soldiers that comes back from the war zone, Afghanistan, Iraq, or whatever, they come back with some type of post-traumatic syndrome, which is unreal.
Right. This war, if you remember right, this is 12 years of war now. Mm-hmm. Some of these men and women have been in combat zones 5 and 6 tours of duty, meaning 1 to 2 years. Mm-hmm. And then we expect them to come back as normal. You get injured as much psychologically as you do physically sometimes, and why we're not supportive of them at our local VA, I don't know.
You know, I don't know if you, probably both of you have seen the movie We Were Soldiers, and at the end, you see a soldier pushing one of his buddies in a wheelchair, who basically they're saying he's coming back to no family and he's lost. Really, all of his physical abilities to do whatever job that he had chosen before mm-hmm. he left over there or continue in the military. Mm-hmm. And if that doesn't grab you, I mean, you try to put yourself in the position of a young soldier who has gone over there fully able to do anything he Amen. Wants to do, mm-hmm. and he's over there fighting for us, and then when he comes back, he's a shell of what he was before. It's one of the saddest things I've ever seen.
It's a mind-boggling experience for these young soldiers that are going over there. They're in a different world. Mm-hmm. They're experiencing events that they're not accustomed to. They're finding out that there is a real war going on over there. And we've got two people that will speak to our fashion show tomorrow that... as a direct result of the war, we were able to seek and receive help from the Fisher House. Mm-hmm. One is a young lady, and she was able to spend the last 3 weeks with her father, who was a World War II veteran, and she was able to stay at the Fisher House while the time came for mm-hmm. her father to go on. The other case is a case of a young captain who was there in Afghanistan. He just received a new Humvee. It had the latest armor on it. It's supposedly the protection from the IEDs. Mm-hmm. Well, he took it out on the road, and the first shot in the box, it got blew all to hell. Mm. It blew up the machine, it blew up the vehicle, and it blew him up. He went to Germany and spent about 3 or 4 months there. He came from Germany to Florida and spent some time there and ended up in the VA hospital. And his wife was able to go down and be with him for an extended length of time at the Fisher House while he recuperated. And he's doing fine now. You know, it's a home away from home. It's a healing power that the family has. Mm-hmm.
There's still tickets available at the door tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
I think they're pretty much sold out. Are they? I think they have pretty much sold out. But if somebody were to come and wanted to come in to see the fashion show, I'm sure they'd be able to get in.
Truman, you know me. I'm pretty sensitive, and I've been hurt. They didn't ask me to be one of the models in the fashion show.
Well, you know what happened?
The purpose is to make money and to sell things.
Truman.
Oh, that's a good point, Truman. Thank you very much.
What happened was Bella's did get in a new shipment of tights, and they were men's tights, and several of the guys.
Are we talking about like Speedo tights?
Well, some kind of tights.
About?
I don't know what they are, but they're sort of skin-fitting tights.
And, they didn't have a category for fat old bald-headed men, so that left me out.
Anyway.
And where are you getting your models, by the way?
Well, the models are coming from around family members, uh-huh. People that are board members and their families. We
Pretty
have a lot
people.
Of board mm-hmm. members. Andrea Lawrence, the president of the Fisher House Foundation.
A gorgeous lady,
and she and her husband will participate. We have a Colonel Vaughn up in McMinnville, who is a retired Army colonel. Mm-hmm. He's going to model just around.
The mayor will be there.
The mayor will be there, but he opted not to participate.
Now that's a shame, because Tommy Bragg, you know, he would make a great model.
You know, Tommy's an old military man,
yes,
too.
Yes, he is.
He and
yeah.
I served together in the Air Guard and the Air Force. He was the intel officer, and mm-hmm. I was the public affairs officer.
They asked me to come. They said, oh, if you don't mind, bring your camera. So, you
well,
know,
they
so
know
I did
where
get
to get
invited.
Good pictures. See, they know how to get the good photographs.
Now, as a military person, and you have been for a large portion of your life,
right?
For somebody like you, does that mean more to somebody like you because you actually see the need well beyond what most people really do see? Because when the way the families are affected is such a so traumatic emotionally.
Well, it is for the families, and the families should get the awards just like the soldiers do.
Right,
amen.
They are on the sidelines, and they're waiting while their spouse is away. It means a lot for the military individual mm-hmm. to see the support that they can get back home. You know, when you and I graduated from high school back in 58 and 59, mm-hmm. We had the option, the draft wasn't in at that particular time. I chose to join the Air Force at that time and went on and served for 4 years at the had a break in service about 11 years before I got back in, got mm-hmm. my commission, and went on. The other guys went on to college and got their degrees, went through ROTC, and ended up in Vietnam.
Mm.
You know, and that's sort of gives some people a guilt complex a little bit, because I had friends that were shot in, I had friends that were killed.
We had a number from our high school.
A number from our high school and yours in my class mm-hmm. that went on. But service in itself is important. I think everybody should be required to serve at least 2 years.
I still believe in the draft.
I believe
I really do.
It's where we need to go. I think it should be a requirement. There's so much that the service can offer these young people that have no direction.
No anchor.
No anchor. And this will give them an incentive to proceed on with life and make something of themselves. And they can look back and be proud to say that I am a veteran. I did serve.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that the people that didn't serve are not proud
right.
of Americans and proud of those who did serve. But it gives that individual that strength and that string and that background of having to be disciplined and having to learn how to accept discipline.
We're going to take a quick break and let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by At Home Care. And that's Melissa Warren's business. And they come into your home 24/7, take care of all the responsibilities inside the house. Anything that has to be done, they're going to take care of it. And they actually run errands, do everything that you need for you to be able to stay home in your house. And unfortunately, sometimes if we get older and maybe sickness occurs, we're no longer able to do that. But you still want to be able to maintain that home that you have, that's been your dream your whole life, and you want to stay there while you're here. So if that's something that has maybe come into your house and you need to have someone to talk to you, give Melissa Warren a call at 713-4639 or pull her up on the internet, www.athomecaretennessee.com. And thank goodness we have something like that in our community.
Come swing the night away on the streets of Murfreesboro, all while supporting a great cause. Backstage Bash benefiting the Center for the Arts will shut down College Street on Saturday, March 17th to provide everyone the ultimate dance floor. Start your night off with Maple Street Grill's best recipes, then get your boogie on to the big band sounds of Music City Swing. You might even drive away in style with a brand new Nissan Rogue, donated for raffle by Nissan of Murfreesboro. For ticket information, go to backstagebash.org or call the Center for the Arts at 904-2787.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Omni Hut Restaurant in Smyrna, AmeriCare Pest Control, and the Rutherford Home Show, Saturday mornings at 11:30 on WGNS.
Aloha, this is Omni Hut.
Visiting with Polly Walls at the Omni Hut, open Tuesday through Saturday for dinner. You can see the difference when you walk in the door.
I think our decor speaks for itself. It's unique. We're simple. We're not a large operation, but I think that's part of the quaintness of us, I hope.
Catch the Aloha spirit at the Omni Hut.
Locally owned and operated since 1960. Come see us at 618 South Lowry Street, just inside Smyrna, near Nissan.
It's Friday, March the 16th, and WGNS welcomes all of you here for the TSSAA Boys State Basketball Tournament. We hope you're enjoying your stay in Murfreesboro and that you'll come back and visit again soon. A feeding fellowship tonight from 5:30 until 8. That's over at the Walnut Grove Missionary Baptist Church at 2480 Twin Oak Drive. Everyone's encouraged to come over. The Parkinson Support Group meets at 1:30 tomorrow at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. 1:30 tomorrow. Oh yes, the Backstage Bash tomorrow gets underway at 6 o'clock with the reception. The dinner's at 7 and the dance is at 8 o'clock. That's on the street in front of the Center for the Arts. 110 West College Street, a big tent covering the entire street. And Music City Swing offers the music. If you attend the dinner, the tickets are $100 per person, or it's $35 for the dance only per person. It all benefits the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. That's tomorrow night. For information, call 904-ARTS. And the St. Patrick's Sunday Brunch from 11:30 until 1:30 Sunday at the Maple Street Grill. It all benefits the Beasley Animal Humane Foundation. That's coming up Sunday at the Maple Street Grill. Those are Good Neighbor events.
Hi, this is Mike, owner of Maple Street Grill, inviting you to come and experience our uncorked area. We also offer a new tapas and wine menu in our uncorked area. And Uncorked is open Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to midnight, now featuring live music from 9 to midnight.
The local conversation continues now on The Truman Show. Once again, here's Truman Jones.
And welcome back with us. I mean, there is so much that we can discuss right now. Of course, I don't want to get too far away from the projects that you guys are working on, especially the Fisher House. But you guys are working on some other things right now.
What's that?
Well, you guys are really great.
Hey, we're having a good time doing a lot of different things. The Fisher House, we are involved in a very special project, and I don't think it's a secret. Dan and I are involved in forming the Tennessee Journalism Hall of Fame, which is an issue that is widely needed right here at MTSU. And I think this has been talked about before.
Now, wait a minute. The Tennessee Journalism Hall of Fame.
That's right.
Are we just talking about print now?
No, we're talking about radio, TV, print, and the whole
So news. We're actually included in that.
Yes, right. You are, exactly.
I didn't think we were supposed to announce this until the fall.
We haven't announced it. It hadn't come yet.
Oh, this didn't happen then. Okay.
No, it hadn't happened yet.
Yeah, okay.
It's coming. But we're involved in that. What else are you involved
now,
in?
Now, where is that going to be? I mean, where are
MTSU.
You?
MTSU.
All right.
And the Mass Comm Department, world acclaimed Mass Community. We are very proud
You're
of this.
Right. I guess we probably broke it here on WGNS.
Yeah,
Now, that goes all the way back, I presume, at the beginning of people who have worked in journalism.
In journalism.
Yes, sir.
That's exactly right.
And the alive people.
Mm-hmm.
People who are still working in journalism can be
well,
in the
Well, I presume,
Hall of Fame.
It, like the Baseball Hall of Fame, we're going to go back to the people who set the foundation for
sure,
it all.
Sure,
and,
sure.
Yes, and but like John Siegenthaler, a great man to be admired in journalism. And
well, I'm,
of course,
I'm
we'll
going
have TV,
I'm going to
radio.
Freddie Russell right now.
Freddie Russell.
Freddie Russell will be one of those. And, of course, we're going into TV, radio, mm-hmm. electronic, mm-hmm. even public relations types, in addition to the print mm-hmm. Industry. And
well,
so
is,
it's all-inclusive, yeah.
Something we've been talking about a long time, and we are chartered by the state of Tennessee.
Right.
We're a 501c3 mm-hmm. nonprofit, and it'll be located here at MTSU.
You know what's happened, don't you?
What's happened?
My newspaper buddies are going to kick your butt
Why
for breaking this story on radio and not in the
no,
newspaper.
No, well, I'm sorry. Well, you know...
Hey, more people
Truman
listen to this
I
radio show than they do read the newspaper,
Truman
so why not? You get a lot more publicity here.
Truman and I go back a long way.
Yeah.
You know,
Central
they say,
High School.
Well,
Central State, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You know, many years ago, I used to be a writer for the Nashville Banner, and it was in fact probably due to Dan's abilities that he had back then. But
I was his boss.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was a stringer and for...
Huh.
Channel 5, and also did some work for the Banner.
1971,
you know,
1972.
I took pictures of floods and all kinds of different things.
Hooper is,
stories. It was a great experience.
Hooper is smarter than he looks.
Bart Walker is actually part of this group, I think, too, kind
exactly.
of representing the radio side.
Bart is a board member.
Yeah.
And
so we're not going to be completely shut out, are we, Brian?
No, this was the purpose of it as the umbrella as the Tennessee Journalism mm-hmm. Hall of Fame.
That's
all,
right.
It's all inclusive, and this is the beauty of it. What makes it so devastating important is the fact we're going to be housed at the MTSU Mass Comm Department, mm-hmm. as Brian knows, as Hooper knows. Our journalism department, Mass Comm Department, is recognized mm-hmm. worldwide and growing.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to Missouri on business at Columbia and in St. Louis, they always ask me about the MTSU Mass Communications Department, and which is a big honor to me as a Tennessean.
Now, you're going to have – there are a lot of people that – would deserve to be in
statewide.
Yeah,
statewide from
the
one
Hall
end
of Fame.
To the other.
Now,
exactly.
Where are you going to get your candidates from? Does the general
We're
public have an option as far as fitting up some of their favorite people? Or
we don't have that formulated yet. We are forming committees as we speak. And we had a meeting right before you got to the second meeting that we had today. And we're in the process of selecting committees, and the selection committee will be one of those regarding the inductees. I would dare say that the first set of inductees will come a year from this spring. And I would dare say that first cast of inductees will be radio, TV, from all aspects of the industry, newspaper, electronics, and public relations. And I would say the first class will be probably five individuals, mostly current people in this first inductees.
Well, see, now that's something that kind of bothers me a little bit, because people who are currently known now are going to get a lot of the attention, and it takes a lot of forethought and going back and remembering some of these great people that actually were the ones that made it all like it is today and has grown into that.
Elmer Hinton, Fred Russell, Tennessee and John Bibb.
Raymond Johnson.
And Raymond Johnson. And Red O'Donnell.
You know,
these people will be recognized.
There's a lot of individuals statewide that are worthy, that have done great things in the field of journalism from one end of the state to the other. Our membership will be composed of TV stations, radio stations, the press from all across the state. Nominations will come in from our membership, and that will be reviewed by a committee that has yet to be formed, because we don't have the membership yet. But anyway, inductees will be reviewed based on a nomination form and criteria. And one of the objections to what is currently up at UT is they have a Tennessee What is the name of it?
Newspaper.
It's a newspaper Hall of Fame. That you have to be deceased 5 years before you can be a member or be even considered. So we felt like that, with that being said, and with the issues involved with that, it was our opinion that there's a lot of people going unrecognized across the state, we decided. Dan and I got together and decided, let's see if we can do this. And we were just talking about it today. You know, you can do things if you set your mind to it, to go out and get things going, if you'll only concentrate and talk about it and get things organized.
The mayor, Tommy Bragg, is behind it.
About 20
Smyrna's behind it.
Who was in the publishing business.
The first two inductees, as far as I'm concerned, the posthumous inductees will be Minor Bragg, Mayor Bragg's grandfather, and he was the founder of the Rutherford Courier newspaper here in Murfreesboro and Smyrna. Of course, John Bragg will be one of the posthumously inducted honorees.
You know, Truman. One
but
of
our
the,
heritage is so real. Go ahead, Truman.
One of the other benefits of this will be the economic value that it'll bring to Middle Tennessee.
Right.
We will host annual awards banquets and bring in folks from the state, all across the state. We'll be staying in hotels and eating and possibly being on your radio show or whatever. But this is. We've talked to members of the Chamber of Commerce here, and it's falling in line with a lot of things that are happening at MTSU right now, and we feel comfortable with their new mass communications or media center that's there now. And one thing it's going to do, too, it's going to help the young journalists that are coming up and going to school that want to concentrate in this field. It gives them incentive. It gives them something to look at, like we looked at Mickey Mantle, like we looked at those folks as like a lot of people would be looking at Manning, at Peyton Manning now if he comes in.
Glad you brought that up.
It's just something that we feel like will benefit everybody around.
So now, will you be looking, the criteria, I guess, is going to be quite open. and flexible. But I'm sure that you guys will be looking at the body of work for an individual over a period of time, because it's pretty easy to be a flash in a pan these days and maybe luck up and get one great story, but that's not
these
really
individuals
the value of
will
it
have had to excel in their particular fields.
Chris Clark will be strongly considered. He was a long time TV veteran, anchorman. Their entire body of work will be considered.
You know, Hudley Crockett years ago used to
I remember
be
Judd Collins being one of
Judd
the very
Collins.
First.
Judd Collins was our mentor. I mean, mm-hmm. he was a great individual. And
Alabama boy.
Mm-hmm. What's the...
The sports guy that used to be at WSM, he went down to Georgia.
University
of Georgia.
Yes,
what
yes.
is his name?
He was.
If somebody out there knows his name, call
yes,
us.
Yes, I know. He
Larry
called
Larry Munson. Munson. Larry
he
Munson.
He did the Nashville Vols baseball
Vols
game
for a long time.
He did Vanderbilt, all their sports.
And people listen to these individuals.
Of course, you can't forget John Ward.
John Ward, yeah. What a guy! Something and, else.
I think Ward was the best football announcer that I've ever heard. And some people said he was better in basketball than he was football, but I loved football.
Well, of course, everybody.
And one of the best guys around here in Middle Tennessee is Ray Duffy.
Of course.
Ray Duffy was a brilliant.
And John Hood.
John Hood, exactly. So, you know, the field, the ripe, the just ready for plowing. All we got to do is put the fertilizer in there and we can reap.
Of course, this is going to be statewide. So
statewide,
how many are you going to select per year?
We don't know. Oh. We haven't figured that out.
We're working on that. Mm-hmm. And what I love about our community, and I want to brag on our community one more time, we are a blessed community. Mm-hmm. For something like this to happen, Hooper and I, as little nobodies, so to speak, went out to the mayor, went out to the Chamber of Commerce, and they caught the vision. Dr. Roy Moore, the dean of Mass Comm, they caught the vision just like that. What I'm trying to say is we live in such a progressive, open-minded, good-hearted community that something like this could happen. We went to the business community with no tangible evidence at hand and said, hey, we need some seed money to make this happen. Mm-hmm. And Peter Demas and the Chamber of Commerce, they went out and they gave us some seed money. And it's just been one.
And the community, exactly.
And I call it a God thing because it's come together that way.
We haven't run into any roadblocks at all so far. You remember back in 1948 and 49 in Athens, Tennessee, when the soldiers came back from the war and they tried to get jobs and there was some crooked politicians over there.
You're kidding.
That did not want them to see. They were trying to vote their own folks in. Mm-hmm. They took the ballot box. There was actually a war. There was a shootout in Athens over there because the veterans had been to serve. They came back and they wanted to process this democracy that they'd been fighting for and were having a difficult time because of the fraud and the crooked politicians that were there at that time. And I bring this up just to say that, you know, we haven't run into any roadblocks. Everybody's been supportive of us. And after the veterans took over and got rid of those crooked politicians in Athens, they were able to proceed with a progressive community at that time. So we're very fortunate to be here today in our community.
Well, I'm happy that we have people that are like you guys. I know we tease each other a lot, but I have a lot of respect for both of you and somebody like you that it's taken the lead on this thing. And you know, we need all career people need role models. I don't care what you get into, whether you're in a teacher, you're in you're in law enforcement, or you're in a career business that you've been looking at all your life. You need examples to follow, and we've been very fortunate that we've had those people. I mean, they're known nationwide. A lot of our people. I mean, you talk about Grantland Rice. I mean, there's not a bigger name in the history of sports than Grantland Rice. I mean, it's all across the board here.
But there's few and fewer people that remember Grantland Rice.
All they have to do is just read one article. Read one article.
I understand that. Yeah. You're exactly right. But those, our older group is fading away. So we've got to have these younger people to come up and recognize these people.
Yeah, and I presume that you will be bringing up their body of work, like we said earlier.
Sure.
And that will be something that you can actually see. Show how they actually arrived at that.
We're going to have electronic kiosks. We're going to be very modern. Mm-hmm. These will be displayed in MassCom and at the Chamber of Commerce office. And this body of work that you're talking about for each inductee will be there on site for every student that comes through MTSU MassCom to experience and see. And that's very important.
Now, all of the individuals that are selected, all of those will not be posthumously, will they?
No.
It depends on who's
nominated. Are you going to have different categories for that selection process?
There'll be different areas, like the radio and the TV, and it'll be certainly those that are currently practicing, and then those that have preceded us.
John Siegenthaler. He's alive and kicking. And I hope
I thought you worked at the Banner.
I did.
Why do you keep mentioning John Siegenthaler's
because
name?
Because he is a monumental Tennessee journalist that he's covered
the Kennedy assassination.
The Kennedy assassination, the civil rights movement. He got knocked unconscious in the civil rights demonstration, kicked under a bus. He is a living legend.
You were in that business at that time, weren't you?
I covered two race riots, my first and my last, at Cairo, Illinois.
Mm. And you wouldn't even think about them having one up there.
They very troubled times, but he went through that and covered it. So I've always admired him, even though he was with the Tennessean and I was with the Banner.
But you had all those role models that you worked under at the Banner.
My first role model was Bob York back in Missouri. He was so old, and Bob York actually covered the Indian Wars. Mm-hmm. Had an arrow in one of the battles that knocked his head off during the skirmish. And so I've had many good role models.
Are there any that come to your mind that may have been more influential than others as far as your career is concerned?
I would say Ron Fryer and Bob York, Paul Bumbarger, John Siegenthaler, and I hope Mr. Fryer heard that little suck up there. I've had a lot of good role models. And this community has spoiled people like you, me, Hooper here, spoiled all of us rotten. They've given us favor in the community, and I consider that a God thing. I am so blessed to live here.
You're very unique, Dan. You're not from this area. You're from an area that most people have not even heard of. And you come in here with homespun humor, and you understand how people feel their emotions and their loves, their grandchildren, their grandmamas, and all that. And you utilize that for your columns, and everybody is interested in those type of things. And you were the first that I can remember doing that.
Everybody's important. The readers had rather read about the window washer in town as they had the town mayor. Tommy Bragg agreed with that. He's an old journalist boy. Everybody's important, and that's how I've tried to treat the people in my newspaper columns. We are all important. All have a good story to tell too, if you'll listen.
And the story doesn't have to always be accurate either, does it?
And I notice that you don't listen a lot.
And on that, we will let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by the Golden Coin Connection at 2568 South Church Street and also 5631 New Nashville Highway. And Larry Dunn of ERO Ministries and partners Chris Chico and Wayne Everly buy scrap gold, jewelry, platinum, coins, and silverware. They have vintage sports collectibles and even some great antiques. And for a fair and honest evaluation of your collectibles, take them by and see Pastor Larry Dunn and his partners at the Golden Coin Connection, and that's at 2568 South Church Street or 5631 New Nashville Highway, and give them a call. It's 890-2646.
Mm-hmm. I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official health care providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
You already know the value of fine portraiture. Well, today is the perfect time to create a lasting family heirloom that will be treasured by your family for generations to come. At Shacklett's Photography, we've made it easy and affordable for you to create a family portrait that truly reflects all the love you share. For beautifully crafted portrait art with a lifetime guarantee, call Shacklett's Photography at 893-2369. Shacklett's Photography, where fine portraiture isn't expensive, it's priceless. That's Shacklett's Photography, 893-2369, or visit us online at shacklettsphotography.com.
Now more of the Truman Show with Truman Jones on WGNS AM and FM.
And welcome back with us. And we would be remiss if we did not include those names again of the people who are helping out with the fashion show coming
up.
Yes,
Truman, thank you very much for that opportunity. And once again, I don't think we've ever yet. Thank you for letting us be on here today, too. This is a great.
Oh, it's fun with me.
Another great opportunity, yeah. And we enjoy.
If you can't be around your friends,
to me,
my goodness.
You know, and say, hey, I heard you on the Truman Show, and people listen to you every day, I'm telling you. Really. Anyway, the sponsors of the fashion show tomorrow are being. Furnished, the fashions are being furnished by Penny's Closet. It's located at 1602 West Northfield in the borough. Penny's Closet in business for 13 years. It's really it's really more than a closet, actually. It's a full-service boutique. Go there and get your clothes, and you can be dressed from head to toe. Mm-hmm. Okay, the other trendy pieces is right next door to it. It's owned by Judy Goldie. Mm-hmm. The Bella's Boutique is also there. It's right up on the square, in the shadows of the historic courthouse.
Fashion stores, exactly.
Uh-huh. High fashion. Penny's Closet, for example, has such outstanding lines as Brighton and Pandora. Mm-hmm. They have jewelry, shoes, all kinds of things. So. Be sure and go down and talk to these people and buy some of their clothes, because they are very supportive of the military efforts at the Fisher House.
But
and that's about it.
And my guess, you say those tickets are already sold out for the show.
The tickets went for $25 a piece, and they went fast. They really did. But
now since it's for a great cause, I presume if you go over there, they're going to let you in.
They're going to let you in. And certainly if somebody wanted to send a donation to the Tennessee Fisher House Foundation, mm-hmm. they can go online at www.tennesseefisherhouse.org and find out all the details. And we really thank you for your help and support.
Or bring it by the radio station here.
Yes,
leave
right.
it for Truman.
There you go.
And I do want to say, support your veterans, our veterans. Support
Amen.
Their families, because it's all in one. And if you can't do that, then you really have no emotions whatsoever, because that they're the people that really need us, especially right now. And also, I want to let you know that Kittrell Ham Breakfast is in the morning, and you can be there as early as 5:30.
Please go out and get that country ham.
Yeah,
it's good.
And I think they close somewhere around 10, so I will be out there, although Bud Mitchell won't be there Saturday. He's in Bristol watching the race.
And Brian, with a voice like yours, have you ever considered newspaper?
No, sir.
Okay.
Boy, Brian comes up with these
quick responses.
Real witty.
Yeah. and I will be in Cannon County tonight at the theater.
Good
and
luck.
Be watching John Blankenship as King Arthur in what's
Camelot.
The name of it?
Camelot.
Okay.
Have a good trip.
Yeah, yes, we'll be there.
Good.
Are you done?
I'm done.